Eagles Over Britain. After Dunkirk Series, Book 2. Written by Lee Jackson. Narrated by Steve Rausch. This book is dedicated to the memory of the British people who stood alone against tyranny during the early years of World War II after the fall of France. Also to their brave military on land, at sea, and in the air during their darkest hours that extended through the Battle of Britain, through the Blitz, and continued until the U.S. joined the war in November 1941. Included among the Royal Air Force ranks were fighter pilots from Poland, France, Czechoslovakia, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, and our own Eagles from the U.S., listed below. Pilot Officer Arthur Gerald Donahue, 64 Squadron, killed September 11, 1942. Pilot Officer John Kenneth Haviland, 151 Squadron, lone American pilot survivor of the Battle of Britain. Pilot Officer Vernon Charles Keogh, 609 Squadron, killed February 15, 1941. Pilot Officer Philip Howard Lecrone, 616 Squadron, killed January 5, 1941. Pilot Officer William Meade Lindsley Fisk, 601 Squadron, died of battle wounds August 17, 1940. Pilot Officer Andrew Mamadoff, 609 Squadron, killed October 8, 1941. Pilot Officer Eugene Red Quimby Tobin, 609 Squadron, killed September 7, 1941. Pilot Officer Hugh William Riley, 66 Squadron, killed October 17, 1940. Listed as Canadian in the 1940 RAF roster. Also to be remembered, Flight Lieutenant Jimmy Davies, based at Biggin Hill, Squadron Unknown, fought in the Battle for France preceding the Battle of Britain, killed June 1940, believed to be America's first World War II ace and first casualty. To all of these incredible people go my profound thanks for their courage, dedication, and tenacity, without which we would not enjoy the freedoms we have today. Winston Churchill said of the pilots who flew in the Battle of Britain that never had so many owed so much to so few. That remains as true today as it did then. They hold in our hearts and memories a debt that can never be paid. This is a work of fiction based on actual events. Names, characters, places, historical events, and incidents are the product of the author's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?